Back here on today's Lately Radio Sports page, we're joined now by head coach of the Central College track and field squads, Brandon Sturman, who's getting ready for the indoor portion of their season. They have had a couple of meets, so Coach Sturman, thanks for joining us, and let's talk about those first few meets, kind of getting things started before winter break here. And it feels crazy to be talking about a handful of meets already, but overall a strong start for the Dutch before Christmas break.
Yeah, we had a small little multi-meet that we do every year. Over with Doan College. So we got started with that. We ended up just taking our women. We have our, returner, Olivia Bolin, who was an All-American last year. So she's just trying to, see where she's at, try to, get as close to that national qualifying mark early as we could. And then we had some younger, newer additions to the squad. So they were just kind of getting their feet wet a little bit. But Olivia had a good meet overall. She hit some PRs. Especially at that same meet last year. I don't think the overall score was where we want to be, but we still got a long road ahead of us as far as the indoor season, but it was a good start for her. And then we had our annual home meet the following weekend. Actually, it was a bigger meet than we anticipated, so it was some good competition. We did some pretty good things. We had some sprinters hit some big times in the 60. We had a freshman thrower, Alex Arlentis, who did some good things for us, and Gunnar Meyer had a decent high jump. So overall, though, it was just a good way to kind of get things going, just something for those kids that have been training all fall to look towards. And then took some of our top kids over to Iowa State. Our top event there was probably the women's 3K with Peyton Steffen hitting what should be a national qualifying mark, kind of building off her momentum from cross-country season. Addie Parrott was right behind her as well, did a good job. And then we had some sprinters in the 400, just kind of trying to figure out where they're at. And they did some good things. And then our top triple jumper had a indoor PR and what should hopefully be a national qualifying mark. Kale Purcell jumped pretty far at that meet as well. So, so some good, some just, kind of seeing where people are at. But overall, it was a good couple of weeks in December there.
Yeah, and it's always good to start out the season that way, because especially it's a little bit longer season when you get to the collegiate level. I know when we talk with our high school teams, it's just the outdoor season, that just kind of takes place over about a 8-week little burst there. Here at the college level, we're talking about starting meets in December. You get all the way into the end of the school year, basically, here. Yeah. So a little bit longer of a season. And how important is that to be able to start out strong with those first few meets to just kind of carry that momentum throughout the rest of the season?
Yeah, again, I think the biggest thing is for, a lot of the kids that have been training since September, it just gives them something to work towards to kind of, and then kind of set a bar to see where they're at. So I think it's really important. Hopefully it's motivation for them when they go home over winter break as well, hey, I didn't do as good as I wanted to, so now I really got to, step it up. Or, hey, this is where I'm at now. I got to make sure that I'm putting in the work so I maintain that when I come back. So it's really nice. And then for those distance kids, it gives them, something to work on right after cross country. And for those that are still kind of flying high with nationals, they get to kind of carry that momentum into the track season and then kind of hit a reset button. So for them, it's nice because they get to hit big marks early and then kind of start back over, come second semester. But it's always good to compete. Obviously, that's kind of what, the fun part is. So, anytime we can do that, we'll take advantage of it. So.
Absolutely. And again, we're talking to Brandon Sturman, the head coach of the Central College track and field program here on today's Lately Radio Sports page. Let's talk a little bit about the squads themselves. I know we've hit on some names. The women's side, let's start there. It's going to be a little bit of newer faces. Last year, kind of the headliners, Megan Johnson, Caroline McMartin, had a lot of success at the national level. They have since graduated or moved on to Division I program, in Megan's case, with Oklahoma. But just looking at this squad, what are some of the things that you like about the way that this women's squad has come together for the upcoming season?
Yeah, I mean, we still got some talent left from last year, which is exciting. I will say we probably don't have as much depth as we'd like in certain areas. So we're really going to have to rely on some of our heavy hitters to do a little bit more. And then hopefully we can continue as a staff to develop some of those other kids to kind of get better throughout the year and make an impact, especially at the conference level. But obviously on the distance end, you know, we're going to rely a lot on Peyton Steffen and Addie Parrott. There are two big dogs from, you know, last year, cross country season this year, and hopefully they'll continue to build on that for indoor and outdoor this year. And then, you know, we have a newcomer, Taya Miller, who we're excited about. Hopefully she can do some good things. And then, you know, just any of those other distance kids, we got a good solid junior, senior group. I think there's like 10 to 12 of them between the two classes. So just relying on some of those young ladies to really continue to grow and develop from what they did in cross country and be able to help us here in the indoor track season. So on the track side, you know, we still have our top vaulter, Amber Vroman. She broke her indoor school record at our first home meet as well. So she's continuing in to get better and better each meet and every year, which is nice. And I know at the conference level, her goal is to win a conference championship, and maybe hopefully we can go beyond that. We returned three of the four girls that ran on our qualifying 4x4 team. So Emily McMartin, Ava Parkins, and Lizzie Van Uderick. So we're going to rely on them a lot, especially in the sprints this year. They'll be doing a lot of work for us. We got some younger kids, but I think they still got some room to grow to really make an impact early on. And then in the multis, we have Olivia Boland. So that's kind of the heart of our track side. And then, you know, everyone else, we're just going to continue to grow and develop them and hopefully get them to a point where, you know, they can help us at the conference level. So.
Absolutely. And you look at the men's side of things, too. They bring back a little bit more than maybe what the women do in terms of the returners. But as far as the men's side, what are some of the things that have come together here early on with that squad that you have liked about their progress from last year to this year?
Yeah, I think on the men's side, what helps us is we have more depth. It's kind of the opposite of the women. I don't think we have as many, you know, big time athletes as we did last year, but we definitely have a lot of quality. We have a lot of depth. And I think our kids are going to be, you know, pushing each other and helping us get better. And we've already seen a lot of progress within their training throughout the year. So, you know, on the men's track side or the distance side, you have, you know, Jack Brown, who was a national qualifier last year, coming back as a freshman. So that's exciting. Derek Webster really made some progress this past year in cross country, qualified individually. So we're excited about what he can do on the track. And then Coach Dunham brought in a really solid group of freshmen. So we're hoping, you know, some of them can step up come track season and really make an impact for us. So we just got a lot of options, which is nice. So we'll just have to kind of see how they grow, develop. On the track side, you know, we returned mostly everybody outside of two or three kids. So the nice thing is, you know, Drake Van Hebert, Gabe Feldman, Brian Hart, J.D. Ellefson. Those are some of our veteran sprinters that made an impact for us last year, and they're all back. So hopefully they can continue to do what they've been doing early in the season and kind of help us, you know, at that conference level. We've added a lot more depth in the throws, which is really nice. So now we're able to fill the event, really be more competitive. We're really confident with our freshman, Alex Arlentis. He made a big improvement his first meet as a freshman in the weight throw. So hopefully he'll continue to get better there. And then we're excited about what he'll do outdoors in the discus as well. So, and then we got all of our hurdlers and multis back. And that's probably been the heart of our group last year on the track side. You know, you have Reed Packabear, Gage Heiser, Gavin Smith, Kale Hobart for the multis, all were national qualifiers last year. And then you have Gunnar Meyer, Grant Miller, Connor Miklos is back for a fifth year in the open hurdles. So, I mean, there's a lot of depth in all of our multis hurdle as well. And a lot of them hit big marks in the first meet. You know, Gunnar ran 8:10, which I think could qualify for nationals. Grant ran 8:12, so he's right on his heels. So we got a lot of depth. We got a lot of quality in those areas. And hopefully they can continue to get better and help us out down the road.
Before we let you go, Coach Sherman, too, we got to talk about it because as this airs on Friday, you guys are going to be back at home competing on Friday. A little bit of a smaller meet here, but just another opportunity to get the kids back into the swing of things out of the holiday break and everything. What are you looking forward to most about getting back on the track and getting these kids back in action?
Yeah, we returned back to campus a week ago, so we've had a week and almost 2 weeks full of practice, which is nice. And for the most part, the kids came back, I feel like, in shape and ready to go. So I think just having this small meet will be a way to kind of dip our toes back in and get going. But it'll just be good to see them being able to get back in that competitive atmosphere and hopefully, you know, make some more improvement marks off December. Usually a lot of people hit their PRs in December and then you come back in January and everyone's like way off. So I think the big goal for us would be to see how close can we get to those marks in December, or can we surpass them and really hit the ground running here going into the indoor season.
Coach Sturman, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck as you get back into the swing of things here with indoor track, and looking forward to seeing the success that the Dutch can find both at the conference and at the national level later on this year.
Of course. Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Coach Brandon Sturman, head coach of the Central College men's and women's track and field teams, here on today's Melee Radio Sports page.